Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome today to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. And welcome today to our new broadcast for the new year 2010. We are so glad you tuned in, and before we start, we have such a wonderful and exciting topic for today. And our topic today is, why is listening so important? So just tune in, get your paper, your pen, and your Bible, because we have three guests already on the line waiting to come in to share with you all. And we will say a few words of prayer, and then I'm going to bring each guest on. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for a brand new year with a brand new season to share the word of God with each and every person that tuned in today. Dear Heavenly Father, let it be something that we all have said say today that will help someone else along this Christian journey. Dear Heavenly Father, we didn't come for no shape, form, or fashion or outside show, but just came to lift up the name of Jesus, to give God all the praise and all the honor. And Jesus' precious, holy, and wonderful divine name. Amen, and thank God. Well, my first guest I'm going to bring on is Bishop Dr. Barnett Williams.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Dr. Williams?
Wonderful.
Well, praise God. Well, hold on, because I have some more callers that's ready to come on with you. Hold on.
All right. I want you to know I'm glad to be here.
Amen. Good morning, Minister Tanya from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I am so glad you was able to come on this morning.
Good morning.
I am so excited this morning to have y'all on air. And I have another caller, none other than Evangelist Richard Bryan from Illinois.
Praise be the Lord, then.
Praise be the Lord. Oh, we have an exciting topic on today. And Dr. Barnett Williams, since you are on first, today I'm going to talk a little bit about why is listening so important. I'm just going to give a little brief synopsis to get on our topic today, and then I'm going to have you to come on, Bishop Barnett, and share with us, to the listening audience and to the guests that's on today. And we'll just jump in and out, because I want everybody to say something on this here. And so I'll give everybody about 10 minutes or 15 minutes, that way everybody can get a little something in, and we'll watch each person time, and when one come off, one will come back on, I'll bring in a few questions today that will help the listening audience on how, why is listening so important in the body of Christ. And here today we have so much. We are conditioned to listen to so little. Relationships among people are built on the degree to which we listen and the acceptance in our listening. And as I was reading, how often throughout the scripture, God's people hear him speak, but refuse to listen, refuse to acknowledge what he said, and refuse to obey and act upon it. Listen today to wise counseling from others. Listen to God. Listen and learn today. Then you will be better equipped to know how to live when you are bombarded with innumerable voices. So, Dr. Barnett Williams, would you go on and tell us a little bit is why is it listening so important to you today?
Because the Word of God in James 1:19 says, "Wherefore, brethren, beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear." Hearing makes a difference. Hearing, it speaks to your consciousness, and then it moves into your spirit. Hearing gives you a chance, second, to hear the thing, and you'll be able to move correctly. That's whether it's directions to a house, or whether it's directions to living better. If you hear the word enough, the word will cause you to live better, because the Holy Ghost comes in the convicting of your life in the hearing of the word. In the hearing. Now, the word also cautions us not to just hear, but be doers. So once we hear the word, once we hear the statutes, once we hear what the Word of God says, once we hear what the Lord says, we encourage them to do. So many young people do not listen to us and do not listen to advice that we give them. So in our lives we can be young physically, we can be young spiritually. So many of our people that are spiritual don't listen. So therefore, both groups run into the ditch. Both groups run into hurt. Both groups run into a time where they have to repeat that same test again. I'm going to yield myself and let someone else come.
Okay, then. Oh, Bishop Barnett, Dr. Barnett Williams, we really thank you for that. And I know the audience was listening and writing down their scriptures in James 1:19. And our next guest is Minister Tanya from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Minister Tanya, today, why is it listening so important to you? Give your views on this for the audience.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Listening is very important, because if we don't listen to the spirit and the voice of God, then we will not know what to do. I mean, listening is very important, even after Revelations. When he spoke to every church, he kept telling them, "He that has an ear, let him put the spirit of sin unto the church." So we got to be able to hear the voice of God. And hearing the voice of God, that's the only way that how we can be led and guided by his spirit. He that has an ear, let him hear what the spirit of sin unto the church. So even in everyday life, we have to be sensitive to the voice of God. Once we know the voice of God, then we can be obedient to the word of God. He said in his word that if we're willing and obedient, then we should eat of the good of the land. Once we become obedient to the things of God, once we're able to hear his voice, we are able to move on the things what he has asked us and told us for what he has asked us to do. So listening is a very important, because if we are not listening, how are we going to know what to do?
That's right. So true, so true. Well, Evangelist Brian, I know you just jumping at the bitch right now. What do you have to say? Why is listening so important?
Well, one thing about listening is when you if you don't listen, how would you hear? And the Bible says that he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. And say, how can you hear without a preaching? How can you preach like the Son of God? So that statement is true to every listener. They must hear, otherwise they wouldn't know anything about the instruction. If you don't have an ear to hear, you wouldn't know what direction you need to take. You wouldn't know what way to go and what how to go. And by listening, you can be attentive to God's word and be more or less to open up to direction. If you ain't got the direction, you will know how to get to your destiny. So the word, that's what the word do, bring us to the point that we got to know what direction to go, which way to turn, and what not to do. Or the word just explained to very deeply. And I was listening to Dr. Barnett when he was speaking about the ninth, first chapter of James. Mm-hmm. James is a good book that we need to pay attention. And he said, wherefore, my beloved brethren, he said, let every man be swift to hear. He said, every man, and that's plural, but it's reframing us that every man's spirit heareth. Man has a spirit. He has to hear what the Spirit is saying to the Spirit. Other than that, they cannot hear. Otherwise, your spirit, if it don't receive, it cannot function. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it don't function like it ought to function. But you have to have the word to have your spirit, man, to hear what God says. Your outward man does not pay attention to the spiritual man. Outward man pays attention to the natural. But mm-hmm. it hears what the natural says, and it acts up on the natural. But the inner man, it obeys the word of God, because it has to function on that. That's what makes it act like it do. That's what preserves it, what comes out of it. What you put into your inner man, it hears it. And that's where when faith come in, faith coming by the hearing. And so hearing come by the word. So if you hear God's word, if something changes on you, because you tended to listen. And if you listen more to listen, greater it gets in you. Greater gets into your spirit, and it makes your spirit do things that do what the instruction manual. The Bible is an instruction manual, and you have to read it, you have to hear it, you have to talk it, you have to live it, you have to explain it to yourself. You can let this Bible explain itself or explain to you if you hear what it says. If you do, that's almost like you said, be not just hearers, but be doers. Mm-hmm. Doers mean that act on what you hear. Do exactly what you instructed.
Yes.
It opens up your total inner man, opens up the mind of the inner man. It opens up the thoughts of the inner man. It grasps hope the more of the inner man. It takes to the point that your inner man goes to another level in God, because it's in love with God. It purges in God. It joys in God because of what the deeper things it learns about who he is, and he hears exactly the words that he speaks within it. And that's what makes you function. That's what makes me function, or the rest of the function, because we hear, because we're getting a sound. We talk in the word, but we all the word is coming into our hearing. So mm-hmm. hearing is, if we don't have a ear to hear, how can you hear? If you have a ear to hear, you're hearing. You got an outer ear, you got an inner ear. The inner ear is the inner man. The inner man hears the word, and the outer man hears the word too. But it's two different things. We're dealing with the inner man, we're dealing with the outward man. So the one that listens the most is the one you draw to. Does that make sense? The one you listen to the most is the one you draw to. So that's almost like you're putting things together, like you put evil and good. Mm-hmm. So the one you draw to is the one you love the best. So if you love hearing the outward man, what's it saying, you draw to it more. But if your inner man loves what it is, it'll draw you draw more to the enemy. You won't be obedient to your flesh. You'll be obedient to the spirit.
All right. Well, we have another caller have come on. Caller, you're now on the air. Would you like to speak about why is this listening so important to you too?
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. God bless you. I believe that listening is important because the Word of God tells us to be slow to speak and quick to hear, meaning there's a lot that we need to understand before it's time for us to speak. And I say that because of the story when they came to Jesus and they were talking to him about the woman caught in adultery.
Mm-hmm.
And when he stooped down on the ground and he wrote in the sand or dirt or whatever we want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us, you know, are like, well, what was he doing down there? Why was he, you know, sitting there writing in the ground? And I believe it was this and I believe it was that. Well, the Word of God tells us again, be slow to speak and quick to hear. So he had to hear from heaven. He had to hear from God about what God wanted to happen in that situation, because it's not about what he wanted. He said he came to do the will of the Father. And so he had to hear from God to see what God wanted him to do. So that's why he stooped down in that ground. That's why he wrote, you know, made that circle, because he was just waiting. He was quick. I'm sorry, he was slow to speak, but he was quick to hear. And once he heard, he got up and he spoke.
That's right. Oh, that is so true. That is so true, Carla. And then I was listening to each one, and I had went to Proverbs, and I was looking at Proverbs 2, 1 through 9, just briefly on it. It was saying, my child listens to me. Then you will know how to find the right course of action every time. And here God is saying listening is essential to good decision-making. Because if we don't never listen, we all the time want to, you know, do all the talking, not let another person talk or listen to what God really is saying.
Amen.
We can't make good decisions. And in Proverbs 8, 1 through 2, I'll say briefly, say, listen to me, for I have excellent things to tell you. We have to listen to God because he do have excellent things to tell us. But if we're using our, if we steadily got our mouth going, we can't hear what he's saying. And listening keeps us from being closed-minded. We can listen. And when we're listening, that keep our mind open. It won't close up on us while we're hearing what the Lord is saying to us.
Yeah.
And also in Job 29, 21 through 23, briefly, it was saying, everyone, listen to me and value my advice. But listening shows that we respect others. It honors the word of others. And it also, there is something affirmative about feeling that you have been listened to. You know, when someone talking and you're sitting there listening to everything they're saying, you are grasping what they're saying. But if they're talking, the other person talking, they pause, you don't get understanding. You haven't heard what they're saying. Too many of people talking and you can't hear what really they're saying. But if you're listening to when one person is speaking and you're doing the listening, you can grasp a whole lot. And I used to hear from the older ones that, you know, be a good listener. Don't all the time want to boo, 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 you know, with your mouth and verbal. Listen sometime. We will learn a lot if we would just take the time to listen. And listening is more than hearing. It's a connection with others. It helps us know where they are coming from when they're talking about something, just like we're doing today. And so, oh, I am so glad you come on, Carla. Thank you so much for calling on.
Oh, God bless you. I thank you for being here and being able to listen, actually, and hear the word.
Yeah.
You know, because I think sometimes people forget, how can we understand anything? He said, you know, get wisdom and get understanding. With all thy getting, when you get wisdom, get understanding.
Mm-hmm.
How can we understand if we don't listen?
Yeah.
A teacher teaches us, and he stands up there and he talks and he teaches. But if I'm not listening, I'm not actually learning anything.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear you, but I'm not learning.
And, you know, ironic you say that, because I had down Proverbs 5 and 13 say, oh, why didn't I listen to my teacher? And you came right out with it. Why didn't I pay attention to those who gave me instruction? And listen, help keeps us accountable. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, as I go on with this topic, when do people listen to us? Anybody can just come right on. And when do people listen to us?
And I believe they listen to us when they feel like we got something important to say, when they feel like we're somebody they should listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends on, like God said, out of the abundance of the heart and mouth speak. As you mm-hmm. think, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think that I'm somebody that you should listen to, that's when you listen. But mm-hmm. if you feel like I'm not somebody that you should listen to, if you don't feel like I have any value, I have any worth, if you don't think I can teach you anything, you're not going to listen. And I may be the very person sent to help you and guide you, but if you're not listening to me because you're looking on the outward appearance, mm-hmm. then you don't hear me.
That's right. That is so true. Mm-hmm. And in Acts, I went to Acts 16 and 25, and roughly I was reading around midnight, Paul and Silas was praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners was listening as they were singing and praying. And most people are attracted to godly wisdom, while our ungodly neighbors may not identify it as God's wisdom. They will want it because it makes so much sense when they was listening to it. And that's where it was when Paul and Silas was in the jail. They was praying and singing hymns to God. And while they was doing that, the other prisons that was throughout the jails, they heard them. They was listening.
Mm-hmm. Even especially even when you said that, that reminded me of even the keeper of the jail listening, and he thought they had escaped, but he and Paul then say, "Hey, we still here," and the keeper of the jail said, "What must I do?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved."
Yeah, but he had to listen first. You're right.
Uh-huh.
You just listen. Then we take you back to another incident in the Book of Acts, when Paul, his name was Saul from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
he was on the way to
uh-huh.
the road to Damascus,
mm-hmm.
and a voice came out, spoke, and said to Paul, Saul said, "Why persecutest thou me? It's hard to kick against the prick." And that voice, audible voice, came,
mm-hmm.
and he was. And also, the rest of them was listening.
Mm-hmm.
They knew there was something because they were hearing a voice, but they didn't know where it comes from, but they were paying attention. That's why one way God can get all of our attention when you hear the Spirit of the Lord speak, and especially in this day and time, we must hear the Spirit of the Lord, because we got to know where we're at with God, what standards we're standing with God, what ways we know the voice of God, what strength we're not following. So it's how the person have an ear. Everybody got a spirit, but if their spirit is not tuned with God, or they're tuned of some tuned with the devil's spirit.
And,
mm-hmm. and there's no difference between, because the devil calls you to do wrong.
Yeah.
But God, he calls you to do good. So good and evil is in the land. So the one you're drawn to, that's the one you'll serve.
Mm-hmm.
You can't serve two masters. You got to love one and hate the other. So the one you draw is the one that you're in love with.
Mm-hmm.
But if your ears is tuned to something, they're drawing you away from the first and draw you to the second, or draw you from the first into the beginning of it. The beginning started when you first set the first one, because we was all lost from the beginning. But the Spirit of the Lord came and spoke it unto us. The seed was planted and caused us to be changed.
Yeah.
So that we must have had some ear to hear. We didn't know whether. We didn't see the Spirit. We didn't feel the Spirit. We only heard the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That it led us to Him. Nobody can come to God unless they're drawn by the Spirit. No one can come to God unless they're drawn by the Spirit. They can talk it, but it still takes God to draw it.
That's right.
They can say it, but it still takes God to draw it if you have a ear.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have a ear to hear. Otherwise, if you don't hear, you can't draw, you can't come. But if you hear, you're hearing an instruction. The Bible is an instruction manual, and you got to hear the voice of God. It speaks to, especially to the saints, the ones that are listening, and he speaks to the world as well as he speaks to the saints. Because the world out there, all they had to do is they hear the word of God, say, repent, and thou shalt be saved.
Yeah,
but the
yeah.
saints, they are born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb. They have a father they have to listen to. He's a father. He's a mother. He's a sister. He's a brother. As you can hear what he's saying, you would obey. You would hearken
right.
your heart. Otherwise, you would listen. You know, that saying on E.F. Hutton,
uh-huh.
They let
everybody listen. Uh-huh. That's so true.
That makes a good example to show that he's who's really listening.
That's
who's
right.
Really
who's listening?
Mm-hmm. Don't stand attention. They will do exactly what God say do. Otherwise, they won't do what God say do because they're not. The heart still is not right. Until you get your heart right and take the heart and get the stone out of your heart and get a heart of flesh, get a heart of God, and you obey God. It's so easy to miss God. A lot of people miss God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can miss God by saying a lot of things that God didn't say.
That's
you
true. That's different. True.
You speak. You're supposed to slow speak, and if you're slow to speak, you have to do to hear. If you don't say certain things out, you'll know the difference between God because the person that hears, that you minister to that person, their spirit a bad witness with your spirit. But if it don't bad witness, that you done miss the whole point. You done miss God from when you're saying something that God can say because you didn't hear it. You listen to your own mind. You can pick up your own mind. Your own mind can say things out of them God didn't say. But you got to be tuned to God to know God. When he speaks, that's when you move. But if you don't, you move on your own, you're already messed up because you're moving on your instinct.
Well,
you're not moving on instinct.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Barnett Williams,
yes,
are you
ma'am.
Still with us? Okay, I
yes,
have something
ma'am.
For you. Why should we listen to God?
Why should we listen to
mm-hmm.
God?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe that... God speaks to us through several ways. One, he speaks to us audibly, and that would cause us to listen. But most of the time, the Holy Spirit speaks to us. And also, he can use persons, those who are consecrated and those just natural persons.
Mm-hmm.
But in listening to God, why should we listen to God? Because it will help us choose between life and death.
All right. Yeah.
It will help us choose between life and death. Number two, I believe that why we need to follow the instructions of God, it will help us follow closely to the mind of God.
Yeah.
And if we follow in the mind of God, our actions will be more effective. We'll touch more people.
Mm-hmm.
And touch them with a spiritual hand.
Yes.
I believe, thirdly, God is the kind of God that helps us to make intelligent decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligent decisions. We will make intelligent decisions if we listen to God.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls us to become an active doer in the plan of God.
Yes, sir.
Our lives should be known. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off. I guess I had it on the tip of my tongue. As I had read Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, in the 13th verse, and it was saying, if you listen to these commandments of the Lord your God and carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always have the upper hand. Meaning listening opens the pipeline to God's blessing. But only when we listen do we know what to do to receive them, to receive the blessing. We have to be listening. why, and that's one of the reasons. And another one I had was from Proverbs 1 and 23, where it said, come here and listen to me. I've poured out the spirit of wisdom upon you and make you wise. He's poured his wisdom out on all of us that's on this line right now and is making us wise. And that means listening to God make us wise. When we listen to God, that's making us wiser because we listening to what he's given us, the commandment, the charge he's telling us when we're listening to him. And also in Proverbs 8 and 32, it was saying, listen to me, for happy are all who follow my ways. That means listening to God bring lasting happiness. My, 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 my. And in Isaiah 46 and 3, they say, listening to me, I created you and have cared for you since before you were born. He already knew it. Listening to God allows him to care for us as he would like. And we have Minister Tanya on. Do you want to say something on that? And when you finish, our other caller, I didn't get your name, but feel free to come in if you want to say something on why we should listen to God.
I mean, we should listen to God because for who God is, you know, he's our Father. And, you know, we got to be obedient to his word and his spirit. And the only way we're going to spend that time with God, we have to listen to him. I mean, God wants to have fellowship with him. And the same thing with you know, fellowship and communication. We have to listen. And once we listen, how we can receive God's blessing, how we can receive the things that he would have us to do because if we listen to his voice. So listening to God is real important. I mean that's everything. Even how the other minister I said earlier about, you know, how can we hear without the preacher? You know, how we got to hear the voice of God. Once we hear the voice of God, we can receive his instruction. Not only receive his instruction, but we can receive his blessing and everything what he wants us to do. Because how we have a choice every day, how we can receive the blessings or the curse. But like I said, I want to be blessed. I'm doing everything my best to be obedient to the things and to do the things what God has called me to do, because I know once I be obedient and able to hear his voice, I can receive the blessing. I can receive the good things from God.
Yes, yes, yes. And my other caller, did you have something? Okay, in Hosea 14 and 9, I read that, let those who are wise understand these things. Let those who are discerning listen carefully. The path of the Lord are true and right, and righteous people live by walking in them. And here I was getting out of that we listen to God because he is the source of all wisdom and knowledge. And Evangelist Brian, you have something you want to add to that one before we go to the next thing?
We covered quite a bit about that on that subject. Hearing the voice of God, and every person that's listening to this, if they would just examine themselves and see if they're really listening to God. I mean, that we can say it, but can they obey it?
Mm-hmm.
So will they hearken unto God and be studious of listening to what he says and take it to heart? And if you take it to heart, you'll follow the things of God. You be careful how you be more paying attention to what you hear and obey. And you'll know the difference between yourself and you'll know the difference between God. Because if you listen, God never makes mistakes. We make mistakes, and we don't really hear what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And once you can say you're listening, but you're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you, it's like almost like you're, it's going into one ear, but it's not getting into the spiritual mind. It's going out of the ear. If your mind is not tuned to God, it's got to be tuned to something else that you're not really paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
You're not listening exactly what it's saying. Because the word always fits you or fit me, whatever, if we listen what it says to us and listen to what exactly. It's a direction. It's a direct answer for God is a direct call from God or a direct listening to God. And how we listen with the words that we say, the words come out of us, it'll come out of the words of God. It won't come out of our own intellect because what we put into our spirit, what comes out of us, because your spirit man, it lifts its ears and it won't, they got to hear God's word. Otherwise, they won't live. They got to live by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game part. So I see that greatly. There's a verse over there in the book of Deuteronomy. I was
mm-hmm.
kind of read that, and that's in the sixth chapter of Deuteronomy. And it says that Islam's third verse, the sixth chapter, says that, "Hear therefore, O Israel, observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mighty, as the Lord God of your father has promised thee in the land that flow with milk and honey." Now that's a statement that said, if that's a teaching, that's the law. If
mm-hmm.
you hear, you say, if you hearken, or if you listen to what he's saying, he will cause it to flow with milk and honey. In other words, he'll keep your house full
mm-hmm.
as you
mm-hmm.
obey him.
Yeah.
He'll keep your meal barrel full
mm.
as you come to him. If you just listen exactly what the instruction of him, you never want for nothing, because he'll supply every need, because you listen to him and obey him. That's it right there.
Yes. What are some of the consequences of not listening to God?
Well, one thing you won't do.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll let you go ahead. I didn't say what I said.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So I would say a lot of the consequences of that is what we see in everyday life. We're not living in abundance. We're not healthy. We don't have peace and sound mind. You know, we're living in fear. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the consequences are endless, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I think that we don't, you know, listen enough and read enough, you know, because if we were listening and if we were reading, you know, so many of the things that happen in the world, we would recognize them and understand them for what they are, but we're not listening. And we're not reading, and we're not being in tune and attentive to what God says.
Mm-hmm.
Because why do you think, and I don't mean this by us, but, you know, so many people in the world and us beforehand, why do we think there's so much poverty and lack and war and famine and plague, and, I mean, HIV, I mean, all of those different things, why are they there? Because
mm-hmm.
we're not listening. He said, keep the commandments. And Deuteronomy 28, the first half, this is all the great things that happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't keep the commandment in that ending half, these are all
mm-hmm.
the bad things
mm-hmm.
that are going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep going, all right, okay, we need the cure for this, and we need the cure for that, and we need the cure for this, and we need the cure for, well, the cure is listening to God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the cure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying that we can't do research and medical
mm-hmm.
science and all this other great stuff, but the cure is actually paying attention and listening. He said, if you listen to me and if you pay attention and if you get back in line, or not back in line, but get in line rather, then I will heal you. I will heal you is what he said, if we listen.
Mm-hmm.
But we're too busy doing our own thing to listen.
That's right. That's right. Oh, gee, I mean, you know, I thank you for that. And I was reading in Hebrews under this here. Hebrews 2:1, so we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. God seeks to keep us away from sin and trouble, and that is best accomplished when we listen to his voice and obey his commandments. When we refuse to do that, it is like shutting down our spiritual immune system. When we lose touch with God, we lose touch with the one who gave us the immune to withstand the onslaught of sin. And on the conclusion of this today, I was saying, and when I finish this, Minister Tanya, I would like for you to pray us out. We have 5 minutes. I thought I had put out time a little longer, but I want to put the promises from God. It's not listening to evil advice brings great reward, and listening to God brings wisdom. And if you listen to God's word and apply it, you will receive a blessing. So today on that note, we're going to receive a blessing by applying God's word.
Yes.
Doing what the word say, it'll bring us wisdom. And I want to thank all of my guests, Bishop Barnett, Minister Tanya, Evangelist Brian, and I have the young lady. Would you like to tell us who you are?
Oh, I'm Pastor Variance in Miami, Florida.
Oh, Pastor Variance, I am so pleased. You were on last week with us. We didn't get to get your information. But thank you so much for coming, and please continue on coming in, calling in, tuning in, because God is so good. We cannot do this just one. It's going to take a village. Like they say, a village to raise a family. It takes all of us to get the word of God out there. And next week on our program, we're going to be talking about leadership. Next week. So I hope you tune in next week and come on to share with us. And Minister Tanya, we have 4 minutes. Would you like to pray us out? And I want to thank everyone that came on the program for our new program of the year 2010. And I want to ask all the listeners to continue on coming in and supporting Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, which is an outreach that reach out not only in the community, but throughout the country, with prison ministry, men and women, helping those transition back, helping abused women and children, helping those in the community to pick themselves up where they can go back into society. They can have that dignity. They don't have to feel alone or lost. So it's a lot of things Joy and Peace Outreach do. So anybody that's listening today, feel free to write Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, and we'll put the post office box on there that you can get in touch with us. But we enjoy everyone that's listening. And Minister Tanya, would you lead us out in prayer today?
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Father God, we just come right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for this broadcast. We thank you, Father God, for this time of fellowship. I find you ready. We just pray, Father God, for one who is not able to listen for right now, but Father God, help him to listen to it later. And we just pray, Father God, for this word to be a blessing to your people. God, give us an ear, God, to hear you daily, God. Bless each person today. Father God, supply, cover, God, meet the need. We know you can do anything but fail. You said in your word, God, to ask. And instead, God, we just pray, God, for abundance on today. God, we speak your peace, your strength. We pray, God, even if people hear the word, we just pray, God, for people coming into salvation. We pray, God, for people being delivered and healed and free because of your word. God, we ask all these things. God, just bless this program even to grow farther across the land and country and the world. God, we ask all these things in faith, God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen, amen. And I will let, we have 2 minutes left, and I would like to find out from the pastor, do you have a show that come on? Because we would like to tune in to your show also. And if it's anything Joy and Peace Outreach can do to help you further in the ministry or come aboard, we are here voluntarily because we are volunteer ministers that just want to do the work of God. And so right now I'm going to just play a little of Encourage Yourself because we need encouraging every day. We don't have it all together every day. Every day we need some encouragement. I want to thank everyone that was listening and participated on the line today on why listening is so important.
Yourself. Sometimes you have. Depression.